How are we doing today?
We're good.
You guys are fired up. Well, fire away.
Any injury updates on Hayden or Watson?
Nope. None.
Watson diagnosed with a concussion? It just said he was being evaluated.
Hey, he got tested for it, you know, during the course of the game, you know, so now you have to go through the whole protocol there. You know, in series of tests.
Talked about responding to adversity in the middle of a ball game a few weeks ago. It seemed like after that one long catch and run, the teams seemed to be deflated after that. Can you talk a little bit about that moment?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, leading up to that moment, obviously, it wasn't necessarily just the catch and run. It was the interception. I believe prior to that, so there was a series of events that occurred there. There was an interception, I believe a penalty prior to that on a special teams play, then an interception, and then, you know, a catch and run. So in the catch and run, you know, we had three people there to make the tackle. I mean, three different guys that could have got him down on the ground and we'd be off the field and in the locker room and, you know, whatever it'd be, 13-10 there, you know, in that scenario with us with the ball coming out. Deflating moment. I don't want to say that. No, I don't think that was a deflating moment at all. I mean, we had the ball coming back out. We had just done this last week. You know, we've been in this position before. And those are the things I think we have to learn from, is we have to learn from the positions that we have been in, okay, and we have to learn, continue to learn how to get out of those situations and how to handle those situations better. You know, we were there a week ago, and we came back out in the second half, and we handled that situation well, you know, and then, you know, 1 week later, we come out in the second half, and we don't handle it so well. So, you know, those are the things that you got to learn from. And, you know, when you have a combination of, you know, very young players and veteran players, you know, those are things that everybody in the room can learn from. Players, coaches, everybody has to learn from those situations.
Giving the players the day off today, was that a planned thing or was that as a result of what happened?
No, it's not a result of what happened, okay? I kind of figured that's the way you guys would spin it, but it's not. You know, we have, you know, several games here in the next couple days. I mean, really, you know, I've been through this thing over and over and over again. And what I mean by that is, I mean, I played on Thanksgiving, you know, 10 times in my career here, you know, between the Cowboys and then the Jets, and then we played last year. So, I mean, I played these kind of games where you're playing three games in a course of, you know, 12 days, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, at some point you got to give the players a chance to stop for some gas, you know, somewhere. So I knew in my mind in advance that this was going to be, you know, a player's day off. No matter what, you know, I would have liked to have called it a victory Monday, but I knew that I needed to give them a day off here to get, you know, to get themselves healed up a little bit, stop for gas here as we play two games here, and I mean, today's Monday, so, you know, whatever it is, 9 days, 10 days, and, you know, and then we can worry about the rest of that after that, which would be really our last stop for gas.
So as you prepare for the Chargers and how hard you practice, are you also looking forward to, look, we got to play on Thursday after
this. We started our preparation for Kansas City last week. So, I mean, you know, what we did is at the end of the week when the game plan was done, I laid the schedule out for the coaches for the Thursday game. The coaches had the schedule, and then we spent extra time on Kansas City, you know, in here. On, you know, either Friday night and or Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, getting ready for, you know, Kansas City, trying to do some homework on them and getting ahead a little bit that way. So, and we'll do the same this week. You know, we're on the road, so you can, you know, you can get some work done on the plane for Kansas City. You can get some work done that way. But, you know, we have practice on Monday when we get back, so we need to be ready to go for that.
The players have said that you've done a good job of keeping the locker room together, but when losses start or continue to pile up like this, do you ever worry that maybe you will lose a locker room or maybe the players will mail in the rest of the season?
No, I don't worry about it. I mean, honestly, I've been here before. I don't really worry about it. I stay true to me and what I believe in. I don't let anything else influence me that way. Be quite honest with you, I try not to let, you know, anything like that influence my team. You know, it's hard. You know, it's not easy. When I say that, I mean, you know, for the players, I feel for them. I told them last night, you know, they deserve better than, you know, than the result of that ball game yesterday. Our fans deserve better. Our owner deserves better. I mean, everybody deserves better. I get it, you know. But as far as the people that are, you know, I mean, the guys that are paying the price are in that locker room. And they have to stay the course, you know. I mean, they have to keep focused, stay the course, you know. It's like I said to my coaches this morning. I mean, I don't know. I woke up this morning. You know, at some point the sun came up here. Okay, it was a little bit later today than normal, but it came up, and you know, it's a new day here, and we're getting ready to go, and we're getting ready to, you know, to win a football game in San Diego. I mean, why not?
How much are you involved in the offensive play calling, and has that increased recently, or will it increase going forward?
No, I mean, it really hasn't increased recently. In fact, you know, I mean, obviously coaching the line and doing, you know, and coaching the team, you know, that's a lot. And, you know, but yet, you know, it's all been, I mean, I think with my schedule and the way I keep my schedule, you know, by nature I'm a morning guy. So, you know, I like to be up early and get in here early, so that doesn't bother me at all. I just get a lot of my line stuff done in the morning and a lot of these things done, you know, later in the afternoon. But, you know, I have all the confidence in the world in Greg, and I think Greg's done a very good job, you know, since I've been here with Greg, as far as him running his room, you know, and doing the things he needs to do that way. You know, it's just at this point in time, I mean, everybody's looking for answers, you know, and you know, we have to stay the course in what our beliefs are. So,
the game like yesterday when Derek struggles a little bit, is that just the typical ups and downs for a rookie, or what do you attribute that to?
Yeah, I would say particular, you know, I mean, probably just ups and downs. You know, I think you got to give credit to the opponent. You know, I think they did a nice job, no doubt about it. They're a good defense. But that being said, there's a lot of people that are out there. It's not just Derek. You know, I know we want to make this just about Derek, but it's not really just about Derek. You know, I thought at times in the game yesterday, the kid, you know, really did some good things, you know, and then there's times during the ball game yesterday where, you know, you can tell that everybody, you know, at one point was trying to do maybe a little bit too much, you know. I mean, everybody. I mean, it was across the board, whether it was, in, you know, on defense, whether it was in the special teams area or on offense, you're trying to do a little bit more. And sometimes you just got to do your job, you know. Just do your job, all right? Not everybody has to be, you know, the bus driver, okay? Just do your job and, you know, let everybody else do their job and we'll be okay. And I think in some of those scenarios, you know, if I'm correct, I believe Derek has told you that. In fact, he's told you that exact quote, you know, I need to do my job, okay? So, and when I say that, I'm not just talking about Derek. I'm talking about, you know, everybody on the football team just doing their own job right now. We'll be okay.
Played San Diego really close to the vest and came within a hair's breadth of beating them. And what can you learn from that game or take away from that game and apply to this week?
Oh, I mean, I think you can learn that it's a team, first of all, you know, no disrespect to them, but, I mean, it's a conference game, okay, a divisional game that we gave ourselves a chance to win once. Why can't we win it again, okay? And, you know, we're in their place. They're coming off of a bye, you know, but those aren't excuses. I mean, we get a chance to play them again and see whether or not we can get it right, you know. And, you know, they've been in two hard football games lately too. So, you know, hadn't exactly gone their way. I'm sure they're not thinking a whole lot about that right now. And, you know, in that situation, they're just worried about getting it right. We're just worried about getting it right. So, you know, it's a game that you can learn from, no question about it. Whenever you play somebody twice and in a short period of time, it's really whatever been, you know, a month. So, you know, not a lot has changed, I'm sure.
There was a stat yesterday. James Jones had 8 catches for 20 yards. What does that number tell you? Obviously, is that just a problem in the scheme or just the way the game went? Or what does that number say to you?
No. I mean, just says to me that he caught some balls and they tackled him fast. So, I mean, you know, the opportunities weren't down the field yesterday for him. We threw him a couple screens. They got tackled. I mean, we tackled them on a couple screens too. Now, we didn't tackle them on a couple screens, and those became decent plays. So, I mean, you know, that just tells me that, you know, James didn't have the opportunities down the field that that I think he normally gets, you know, and during the course of the game. You know, the opportunities to get him the ball were, you know, in the under areas of the field or on the perimeter areas of the field, those type of things, you know. And those are the things that I think, you know, those are the seeds that can be planted in the players' heads, hey, that I know you guys love to plant, hey, in the players' heads, all right, that can grow differently, all right, but it's not something that really we're concerned about.
Is getting yards after catch a function of most, more of the physicality of the receiver breaking a tackle, or is it the scheme and getting him in position to catch and go with the ball?
It's a little bit of both. You know, I mean, yesterday they caught a ball down there on around the 8-yard line, and I mean, it was pure physicality. Hey, I mean, the guy caught a screen on the 8-yard line and got the ball in the end zone, and it was pure physicality. Hey, so I mean, that was a physical run after the catch. Now there was a fundamental thing, okay, a technique, okay, that was to be played there, right? That wasn't quite played exactly the way, you know, I mean, but, you know, some of those screens, like yesterday, okay, a couple of their screens that came out, there was some guys that were unblocked, okay, that we had a chance to make a play, and we did in some of those occasions, okay, tackled Wes a couple times, I think, behind the line of scrimmage. They ended up being minus plays. You know, we've actually done a pretty good job of that prior to a couple of them getting out in this ball game. You know, and then, you know, at least a good job of that since probably London. You know, I mean, I think that's the last time I seen those things really come out on us. And then yesterday, a couple of them came out on us there yesterday. And, you know, it was a real result of, you know, physical runs, guy breaking a tackle, you know, and some missed tackles.
I was looking at also from the point of your offense. I mean, because you had plenty of completions yesterday, but not nearly the yards after catch and broken tackles and things that they could, that they had.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't screens. You know, I mean, we actually, I think we threw a couple screens. We had one screen called Darren in the game. Darren got tripped up actually on Austin, who was coming out on a, you know, on a pull, which was set up to be a pretty good play at that point. It looked like we had a lot of air in the play. And then we threw a wide receiver screen, maybe to James. I think it was to James, you know, out there. And, you know, and that one got tackled on the perimeter. So, you know, we got to do a little bit better job of that because those are stealing plays. You know, when I say stealing plays, you know, you'd like to believe that you can, you know, catch those and get up into the chute with them a few times. Now, in the last couple of weeks, you know, James has run one in there. Holmes has run one in there. Demo's run one in there, okay, for a few yards. So we've made some of those plays just to make them yesterday.
Going back to Derek, we've talked before about how even after losses he always stays positive. He's always a positive guy. But yesterday after the game he did seem a little frustrated. Did you have you taken him to the side, you know, since the game and talked to him? And if so, what have you told him?
I have not talked to Derek today, no. I didn't talk to him after the game. The time I got out of the locker room yesterday, everybody was gone. It was a ghost town. So, you know, I will get a chance to sit down and visit with him, you know, and we'll, you know, we'll get a chance to talk a little bit there. But, you know, I'm not, you know, one thing I told Derek when I started this thing is that, you know, I don't want to be in his way. You know, I want to make sure that my message is clear to him, hey, and that he understands my message, and I think he does a good job of getting my message. When he doesn't have it, he'll ask, hey, and he and I are on the same page that way. But, you know, I also don't want to be in his way. You know, I think Flip and Ole have done a good job with him. You know, I mean, like I say, it's easy. Everybody wants to say, you know, hey, Derek is playing this way, he's playing this way, he's playing this way. I mean, up until this ball game, everybody thought Derek was playing pretty darn good, hey, best of my knowledge, hey. And, you know, well, you can't point the finger in one situation and say, these guys aren't doing X, Y, and Z, but yet they coach that player, hey. I mean, so something's got to be going right there. Okay. So, I mean, in that situation there, those two guys do a great job of coaching them, and I try to stay out of the way of that. I've learned a long time ago, okay, through a pretty darn good football coach in this league, okay, that, you know, too many chefs in the kitchen and good news.
You said last Friday that, you know, that TJ was limited, he'd been practicing, but you never know, these things can go either way.
Yeah.
Did you discover Sunday he wouldn't play, or
yep,
Saturday? Or
Sunday. Okay. We worked him out Sunday before the game. Okay, I told you guys I don't lie to you. Okay. So we worked him out Sunday before the game, and, you know, he just wasn't ready. You know, he was limited in practice during the week. You know, we saw some things there that led us to believe that he could be ready, you know, but then we gave him a good workout, you know, at the game, and, you know, it just wasn't going to be ready in that kind of game. You know, it wasn't going to be right. So we made the decision, you know, not to do it. And, you know, and at one point in the game, you know, I mean, obviously we were down a few more, you know, DBs during the course of the ball game, you know, at different points and times. So
to put, you know, you use a guy like Ross and have to put him in the slot after he'd been a strong safety. Larry Asante wasn't even on the team playing.
Yeah,
he
played 69
snaps.
Plays yesterday. Yeah.
That was
right.
Was that for a while though? It was with that group with a lot of those guys. It was holding up.
Yeah, it was. It was holding up. I mean, it was, you know, and listen, like, you know, we have a philosophy here of the next man up. Okay. And, you know, we brought Larry back here because Larry had good recall, and, you know, we thought Larry did some good things initially when he was here, you know, and the thought there was that, you know, obviously when you got hurt, when Usama got hurt, Tyvon, Usama, okay, we needed to find another safety, and we brought Larry back here in that situation, and, you know, he ended up having to play when we moved Brandon down low, and that's, you know, it's a credit to, you know, the defensive guys and being able to get those guys ready to go, and, you know, it held up for a little while, but there was one point during the game where, you know, we didn't have those bodies available, and we were in base and those guys were in sub, and that matchup there, you know, I mean, is a hard matchup at that point.
With you guys struggling to kind of throw the ball downfield some, how much of that is wide receiver separation? I'm sure Derek's going through his progressions, and
mm-hmm.
you know, like, are guys just not open enough for him? Is there something on the back end?
We can do a better job of getting separation. Okay, all across the board, we can do a better job of getting separation. We can do a better job of putting them in positions to get more separation. You know, so we have to continue to do those things. You know, and. You know, that's just, you know, that's really where it is. I mean, yesterday was really the first time that we had the full complement of wide receivers there. You know, I mean, Kimbrell, you know, was back, and Vincent was back. So it was the first time. And, you know, I had to use Demo to return punts yesterday, you know, which he had a really good punt return there, called back by a penalty. You know, that was the first time that we were able to do that. So those guys, you know, have been working really hard. You know, it's just getting all of them on the field together with the quarterback, I think, you know, and getting those kind of reps helps with the separation part of it, you know, and quarterback getting a chance to be more familiar with those guys.
What did you see on film yesterday? That was what was the problem running the ball yesterday? 30 yards and 15 carries. What did you see in film that maybe have been the
attempts? Not enough. I mean, we had some efficient runs in there early in the game. So I think, you know, our first run was 3 yards. You know, maybe we had a 6-yard gain, I believe, was the next run. And then we tried to reverse, you know, out of there. DeMarcus made a nice play on the reverse, which was a way to get the ball on the perimeter a little bit and try something that way. You know, it's a play that we've been working for quite some time. But, you know, he just made a good play. He stood flat-footed and, you know, turned the ball back inside and made a nice play on it. You know, so of your 15 plays, we had two really reverses in there. We ran a jet sweep down there to Demo in the tight red area. And And then we ran that reverse. So really, you know, you're at 12 plays, and one of them was on the minus 1 yard line coming out. So, you know, we ran the ball 11 times, whatever it was there. So I think it's attempts. I think right now, you know, I mean, that's the biggest thing is attempts. You know, and we got to continue to grind, you know, in that area. I mean, it wasn't, you know, I sat here last week and I told you the truth. Nobody wanted to hear the truth, okay? I mean, that was the truth. You know, I can't sit here and tell you that this week. I can't tell you that there was color in our backfield. It was this, it was that. I mean, Von Miller made a play on one run, okay, coming at him in one of those situations where he hopped around, you know, hopped around us and made a nice play in the backfield. That was really the only time that showed up, you know, within a run game. So, I mean, there was a 6 yard run in there. There was a 4 yard run in there. There was a 5 yard run in there. You know, those are efficient plays in those situations. There wasn't a 25-yard run in there. That's what we need to get. You know, we need to start to get these guys to the second level more and, you know, and try to get some of these bigger runs out. You know, but bottom line is more consistency. It takes some of the pressure off of Derek.
How do you get more attempts?
How do you get more attempts? You convert more on third down. You get off the field more on third down. So you give yourself more at-bats. You know, I mean, yesterday I believe we were 24% or 23%, whatever it was, on third down. Hey, that wasn't very good. I think we had 9 3-and-outs yesterday in the game. So that's not going to get you more attempts. And, you know, I think you got to have the game in a manageable situation. Okay. You know, again, I'm gonna give you an answer to a question that you're not going to like and nobody else is going to like. Okay. But it's the truth. I mean, you know. I would imagine that if I came in here today and I handed the ball off 15 times, okay, in the fourth quarter of the game yesterday, that I'd be getting asked, what the heck was he doing? Why would he hand the ball off 15 times when the score is 30-something to whatever, okay? That would be the question I would get asked. But the truth is, okay, we were in two-minute offense from 6 minutes left in the third quarter until the end of the game. So not going to get many rushing attempts out of that, so... You know, the score's got to be, I mean, we got to have ourselves in a football game, okay? Now, we've been in a few football games recently, okay? So you can go back to that and you can say, but, Coach, you've been in a couple games and you haven't. But, you know, we had to come back and battle back in the Seattle game, okay, and get ourselves back into that football game to stay the course. So, you know, that I think is probably, you know, I mean, that's not probably. I mean, that is the answer, okay? It's just that, you know, from our end, we got to convert more on third down. And we got to get off the field on third down. They were, whatever, 45%, somewhere in that range yesterday on third down. And, you know, that's where it lies. You know, if you can get off the field and you can stay on the field a little bit more, you'd be in good shape and you'll be able to hand the ball off a little bit more.
So the components are fine. The running backs are fine. The line is fine. Just need more attention.
I didn't say fine, okay? So don't put words into my mouth that way, Vic. I mean, what I'm trying to tell you is that, you know, I'm not telling you that everything is hunky-dory, okay? I mean, we got to block it better. We got to do all those things better, okay? I mean, I got to do a better job, okay? We all got to do a better job. But do I believe schematically right now that we're doing the right things? Yes, I do.
Since Maurice got, since he injured his hand in week one, obviously he hasn't gotten many snaps, but when he does, you know, get some reps, he hasn't produced. Have you been disappointed with just his production this year, or was his hand injury really a setback?
No, I think his hand injury was a setback at the time. You know, I don't think that's an issue anymore right now, his hand injury. I just think, again, Maurice falls in. I'm trying to think of Mo's play count yesterday. It was somewhere in the mid-20s, you know. So I think he had mid-20s, you know, Murray had maybe 15, you know, and D-Mac maybe had 30-something, somewhere around there, you know, was a play count. You know, and I just think that, you know, you're trying to roll three guys through there. I mean, we do want to see a little bit more Latavius, you know, and there's just not enough to go around. I mean, a lot of times they're in there, they're in pass protection or in a route someplace. So I haven't been disappointed with Mo's done. I mean, Mo caught the ball last week, got up the field. You know, he had a good run in there this week. He had a 6 yard run in there this week, okay, that he made a nice shallow cut on and got up the field in, you know. So, you know, when asked to do his job, he does his job like a good pro.
Toward the end of the first half, after they scored on the screen, and you get the ball back, are you of a mind at that point with a couple minutes to go, like, you know, let's go down and score on them before the half, or are you thinking we don't want to give Manning the ball back?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Really good question. And there's a lot of things going through your mind at that point. You know, quite honestly, at times probably wish that there wasn't that many things going through your mind at that point. You wish you could take one of those equations out of there, you know. But the fact is that you do have a player on the other sideline who, you know, I've been part of beating me, like I told you. I've had the ball for 47 minutes against a guy, and he beat me with a minute and 8 seconds left in the game. So, you know, you got to be careful how much time you're leaving him. It was 13-10, and we were getting the ball coming out. We deferred purposely, put our defense out there, okay, purposely challenged them, challenged our defense the night before, and our defense answered the challenge, you know, the night before to get them off the field. They're the number one scoring team in the league prior to this game on the first possession of the game, okay, which also they're the number one scoring league team in the league in the red area, and we held them to 2 field goals. That hasn't been done. They've scored touchdowns in 18 straight possessions down there, okay? So our defense goes out, gets us the football. DJ makes a heck of a play. You know, we get to the quarterback, and, you know, and then the offense turns it over, you know, into some points in that situation. But, you know, as the game went on, and you're before the end of the half, it's 13-10, and you're getting the ball coming back out, you know. There's part of me that knows that you got to take advantage of the opportunities when the opportunities are out there. You know, you got to try to get points. You know, field goals aren't going to be good enough in this kind of game. So you got to try to get points. So, you know, but yet you don't want to leave this guy enough time to do what he did, you know. And you know, we threw the ball. You know, we tried to run it, I think, once in there, and then we threw it. You know, they had a full allotment of timeouts, so they could have stopped it any time they want. We knew, you know, we need to get first downs, or they were going to stop the clock, and they were going to get another possession out of the thing. And, you know, and they did. They got another possession out of it, and they took their shot. But my mindset was, at the time, to try to score points, but to use as much of the clock as I possibly could, and that didn't play out that way, you know, because we had a couple incomplete. I think that was one where Derek kind of scrambled to the right and had to throw the ball out of bounds, yeah, you know, in one of those scenarios, and then we punted it, you know, and he threw the ball down the field on us.